From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.
Hello. You've activated the crosswalk signal.
This week,
wait for the traffic to stop before you cross.
This is one of the first ones the city we've put in. It's called a flashing beacon.
Ted Curtis with Columbia's Public Works Department. He's showing me a newfangled crosswalk recently installed near Stevens Lake Park. It talks to pedestrians, and it also warns drivers to stop with bright flashing lights.
This will be the test to see if cars stop for us. And the first guy slowed down, didn't stop. No? Well, we had two that didn't stop for us.
They thought about it. They slowed down.
They certainly slowed down, anyway.
In 2006, Columbia was one of four communities around the nation chosen as part of a federal pilot program. Each one got about $25 million for things like bike lanes and crosswalks.
It's a good investment of federal money because it takes cars off the road. It's, you know, less traffic for everybody, better for the environment, and people that get out have better health. So there are a lot of benefits to the program. The question is, will the federal government fund it in the future?
If Republicans in Congress get their way, funding for this pilot program will be ended, as will pretty much all dedicated federal money for non-motorized transportation.
Bike trails and hiking trails and things like that, which are all wonderful.
Republican Congressman Blaine Lutkemeyer, who represents Columbia. This week, the House is slated to consider a new $260 billion transportation bill covering the next 5 years, which Republicans say refocuses on real infrastructure.
Our roads here in the state are deteriorating faster than what we're able to repair them and maintain them. And now you're starting to talk about safety issues, and safety issues are paramount as far as I'm concerned. While I understand some of the other concerns, we have to make our roads the best and safest they can be, and this bill takes a long step toward that direction.
Of course, people who advocate for walking and biking aren't happy about the changes the new bill would bring. Tracy Haddon-Lowe with the Rails to Trails Conservancy.
It's a very extreme bill, and we're not alone in thinking that.
She recently published a report using national data to compare how much people walk and bike in urban versus rural areas.
It's certainly true that in all areas in the United States, cars are the dominant mode of transportation. But what we found when we looked at the 2009 National Household Travel Survey was that actually, there's quite a bit of walking and bicycling for transportation purposes in all types of communities.
She found in many rural communities, especially towns that are old county seats, people walk and bike almost as much as they do in big cities, 10% of trips compared to about 13%. Here in Columbia, those numbers are going up. And Ted Curtis thinks it's in part because of improvements like blinking crosswalks.
We've shown over the past 4 years about a 50% increase in bicycling is what we've been finding, and about the same thing in walking also. So we are making a difference. Again, it's not a huge number yet, but this takes a long time.
He says the city currently has about 3 more years worth of funding.
To show traffic that you want to cross, place 1 foot near the curb line.
From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.
And remember, thank the driver for stopping as you are crossing the roadway.